Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Vinny and Annie, Nolan McGraw. We'll talk to Quick Draw as the hour progresses. But joining us now, as he does every Tuesday from USA Today, the Ravens Wire, on the Window and Asia guest hotline, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling today on this? Looks like pretty cool day out here, pun intended.
Yeah, feeling good. Ravens have a must-win game on their hands, in my opinion, in week number 8 against Chicago. And, you know, you're right, Lamar Jackson not a practice on Monday. But, you know, Wednesday would be a big day in terms of if he's out there or not. I think that would kind of set the tone for the rest of the week. But feels like, you know, other than that, they're getting some other guys back, which hopefully will help as well.
Let's get to the defense then, which has been the major problem prior to Lamar's injury for this 25 season. Woozie was back. Roquan was back going up against his former team. I'm assuming he could have one leg and he'd be out there ready to kick some ass against the Bears. But, you know, they're still banged up. They're still ineffective in certain areas. And we can talk about Lamar's return all we want, Kevin, but do they have a defense that can get it together enough to cultivate or help cultivate a 9-2 stretch down here to get to that 10 wins, which we think is going to be the magic number to get to the postseason?
Well, I think they need to start by bringing in a pass rusher. I mean, they only have three of those right now on the edge, and that's a place, I mean, they've been struggling as a pass rush group all year. So I think that's probably where I'd start. You know, getting guys back has helped. You know, obviously last week with Kyle Hamilton coming back, some others as well, and holding the Rams to 17 points. And, you know, you watch what they did to Jacksonville, and you feel even better about that performance. But, I mean, I think that the big thing for the defense is, you know, just being able to not – it's almost essentially like if you – is a defense just give up play after play after play after play. It gets in your head, I'm sure. But the thing is that these young guys are having to step into roles pretty early on in the season without a lot of experience. And, you know, with this team having Super Bowl aspirations, young guys are going to make mistakes. I mean, it just happens. And they right now are starting, at least they were starting a bunch of rookies and younger players who haven't, you know, had a ton of playing time or just snaps at the NFL level. And the Ravens, you know, it's great to develop guys and have guys gain experience, but that's not where the Ravens are right now. And I know it's out of, you know, it's not out of the fact that they're starting these guys is not because they want to, you know, they don't want to start their entire draft class out on the defensive side of the ball. But being able to get healthy is the start. But the problem was when they were healthy, you know, that didn't really make a huge difference. So I don't know if they had the defense or not to make a run. But, I mean, if they were to start, it would be now.
Kevin, would it be fair to say that if Lamar doesn't practice Wednesday, I don't see him playing against Miami either then on that Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. There's always a chance, I guess. But, I mean, he would have to get at least a limited practice on Friday to, you know, feel to me like he even has a shot to get out there on the field. Wednesday's going to be the big day, though. Like, that's why, and, you know, Monday, him not being out there on Monday, you know, it doesn't feel great, but I'm waiting for the official injury reports to drop. You know, I think that that will be the one. I know people right now are kind of freaking out a little bit about Lamar. And, oh, man, not a practice on Monday, not a practice on Monday. I'm just waiting for Wednesday. I'm waiting for tomorrow because I think that's going to be the big day. But, you know, if Lamar doesn't play, they're in a heap of trouble. I mean, I don't trust Cooper Rush right now. I don't trust Tyler Huntley right now. I guess I trust Huntley more than Rush at this point. But, you know, I feel like if Lamar doesn't play, that Chicago team is playing really well. That defense is forcing turnovers. And, you know, obviously they have the best shot to win with Lamar. But, you know, that defense would cause a lot of trouble for Cooper or Tyler. And, you know, even, you know, Lamar might have a little bit of, you know, he would have some stuff to work on with that defense. That Chicago defense is really good.
Kevin, how surprised are you? Because I'm kind of shocked right now, but I still got one more day to go probably, that they hadn't made a trade. I thought they would have went and got somebody that could help him in a pass rush.
I'm with you. I'm pretty surprised. I mean, you don't have the guys right now. That's the thing is Kyle Van Noy, Mike Green, and David Ojabo. Those are your three guys right now. It's not enough just from a numbers perspective. I mean, you need at least one more guy there. I know they brought in some players for workouts yesterday, and, you know, maybe they'll sign a guy like Carl Austin, who's one of those guys. But, you know, at this point, you have the capital to make a deal. I mean, you're projected for 5 fifth rounders with comp picks and trades you've made. You know, I'm not saying, I mean, right now their pick is in like the top 10. So I'm not saying
second.
Yeah, it's unreal. So trade, I'm not saying trade away the second overall pick in the draft or anything, but you can package together, I think, like a third and a fifth or a fourth and a fifth. And, you know, what does that get you? I don't know. Is it a Kayvon Thibodeau? Is it a Jalen Phillips or someone on the outside there? But, you know, right now their options are with their roster to call up a guy like Kayvon Rucker or Malik Ham. I don't think that's the answer. So I was pretty surprised.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a tough one. And you know what? Listening to Zach Orr the other day, Kevin, I don't know what you thought, but, you know, when he said that we finally got the intensity we wanted, I'm like, come on, this is the Baltimore Ravens. You know, that should – you walk out of the locker room with intensity and toughness.
Yeah, and that's what the Ravens are known for, at least, you know. This organization is – pride of themselves on defense forever, literally forever. So I think that they needed to find that, and they need to find it every week. And it can't just be on a per game basis where you find that intensity. You have to take that and continue it throughout the season. And the defense right now, it just feels like this team, honestly, you can even put the whole team in this conversation, as they feel like a very momentum based team where, you know, if they catch the wave of momentum early, they roll. You know, it feels like that's what happens. But they haven't really been doing that in these games. And if they don't get that momentum play, it feels like things kind of fall apart or they can't really catch their groove. And they've played good teams. And Chicago, again, they've proven this is not going to be another a game where you can kind of say, oh, this is a walk in the park. It's going to be another tough game. You have to establish momentum early, but you can't rely on it completely. And I feel like at times that's what this Ravens defense and team does.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens. Wire. Kevin, last thing for you. Look, the Ravens have their own problems. Would you spend 10 minutes talking about them? But when they go to Miami next Thursday, will Mike McDaniel be the head coach of the Dolphins, getting 7.5 at Atlanta this week, by the way?
I don't think so. It's a disaster. I mean, I don't even know if Tua will be the starting quarterback. I think this is probably his last week. And if they have another terrible game, I think he gets benched. So that team is, it might look a lot different once Baltimore gets down there.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards the Ravens in that one. I don't care who the quarterback is. He's Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, appreciate it as always. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, talk to you soon, thanks, guys. Kev. Thanks so much.
Yep. And here's Kevin Ostrager, everybody. We'll come back, whip around. ALCS Game 7 lived up to all the Game 7 expectations you could have wanted. And a playoff hero did playoff hero stuff. A couple of ex-Orioles involved in that one for the Toronto Blue Jays. World Series is set. NBA starts tonight. And we got some other stuff going on in the world of sports. We'll get to that. And then coming up at 11:30, notes from the North. We're going to Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Scott Petrak, Brown Zone. And then Joe, I can't understand my Joe Reedy from the Associated Press talks about the Bengals. Now we understand why Mike Tomlin was all mad at the Browns for trading.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Go Flacco.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game.
Everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the whip around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Got notes from the North coming up bottom of the hour. Get back to your phone calls as well. Later on, last night, ALCS on Fox. Everything you wanted from a deciding game. 31 times. League Championship Series went to a deciding game. Used to be best of five. Been best of seven going back to 1985, which, by the way, won seven games in the American League when Kansas City came from 3-1 down to beat Toronto. Ironically enough, the last night, Toronto give up the early run, tie it, and Seattle gets the home run from J-Rod. Big dumper goes yard. They're looking good. We're in the seventh inning. Brian Woo, all-star, navigated a couple of innings because it's all hands on deck in game seven. But in the seventh inning, a guy that just kind of rises to the occasion. He rose up again.
High fly ball, left field, a Rosarena, watches it go!
George Springer, three-run homer, turns around the game, and a 3-1 deficit becomes a 4-3 advantage. Chris Bassitt, starting pitcher, he comes in relief of Kevin Gausman, starting pitcher. And then Jeff Halpin comes in, blows away the Mariners in the bottom of or top of the ninth, and the Toronto Blue Jays for the first time since 1993 when they won back-to-back World Series. The team we all love to hate, if you're old enough to remember. Cito Gaston, Joe Carter, Robbie Alomar, all these guys, we hate. But they won championships. First time in 32 years in the Fall Classic for Seattle. They remain the only team in baseball to never get to the World Series. Never get to the World Series and have it so close. Remember, they were up 3-2 because Gausman got rocked on Friday. And then Toronto wins the last two, and they win the series. They will now get the Dodgers starting Friday night. Pitching matchups to be determined. Dodgers make short work in the NLCS of the Brujas. You can't score, you can't win. Stating the obvious there. But L.A. and Toronto, they'll get it on. Star power, not lacking.
No.
Not lacking at all. And we'll break it down with Mike Exeason, talk about it throughout the course of the week. But Fall Classic is set. L.A. Dodgers defending champs, Toronto Blue Jays, American League champions. And I've said it, I'm going to repeat it. Because if I'm here next year, I'll gloat about it. If not, just remember me. Orioles next year will be the Blue Jays this year. Toronto finished last in the division last year. Last. Last place. And pretty much brought the whole core back.
Yeah.
They just played back. Bo Bichette, by the way, said he'll be ready for the World Series, who hasn't played at all in the playoffs. Oh, outside of Springer being brilliant, which he was, Vlad Jr. has been got his extension and made it worth every dime. Bashed away at the Yankees, bashed away at Seattle. So congratulations to John Schneider. No, not the guy from Dukes of Hazzard, but the Blue Jays manager. Terps on a bye this week after losing to UCLA. Field goal at the end. Maryland's lost 3 in a row. Indiana comes to town. National TV, 3:30 next Saturday. Right now, Maryland, hard-pressed to maybe get bowl eligible. Unless they could turn things around and just swatch. I was saying, and I was wearing, I swear to God, not that I lie, I was wearing my Boomer Esiason 1981 throwback jersey, just trying to bring some sort of good luck. Malik Washington wears number 7 like Boomer. He had a rough day of it. But Maryland still hung around enough to took the lead. And for what? Third straight game, blow fourth quarter lead?
Bob, just think of this. We were talking about this yesterday with Cordell. Can you imagine, all right, if they had one of those? Bob, we'd have game day here next week. 2-7-0 teams, Indiana and Maryland.
And Boomer Esiason would probably be the guest picker.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But instead, reality sets in. They're 4-3. Right now, they're going to the whatever the bowl in Detroit is. Used to be Quick Lane. I don't know.
Toilet Bowl.
Right. See, getting to a bowl's okay because you didn't make it last year. But when you start 4-0, man,
yeah,
and you're up 20 to zip at the end of the third quarter, no, when you're up, about to go 5-0.
Right. You're up in every game.
Anywho, there you go. Terps want to buy this week. NHL last night. Golden Knights beat the Hurricanes 2-0.
No, 4-1.
4-1, I'm sorry. 4-1, first loss of the year for Carolina. How about Vegas undefeated right now?
Vegas, part of the season. And their goalie got hurt last night, Bob. He went out in the first period. But Vegas is, Jack Eichel's playing unbelievable. And Carolina, like you said, they were undefeated. That was their 4-game West Coast trip, Bob. They went 3-1. So not a bad West Coast trip, really. And they got, what, 2 or 3 defensemen have been out. So they're a little banged up defensively.
Caps on the ice tonight. They lose their last game. The Kraken come to town, 7 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah, Kraken's playing pretty good. And Caps had their worst game of the season, Bob, the other night. They lost 4-1. It was bad. They didn't play good at all. So they need to bounce back tonight and beat the Kraken.
Yeah. NBA season starts tonight, believe it or not. Rockets at Thunder. Warriors are at the Lakers. Wizards start tomorrow at Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks. Tonight's games, by the way, are on NBC because the new contract starts with Peacock. So this will not be a inside the NBA extravaganza. That'll be tomorrow. And I could see it now.
Screaming A?
I hope not. And nothing against him personally, but oversaturation. And that show doesn't need anymore.
No.
But here's what's going to happen. It's going to be Ernie. It's going to be Kenny the Jet Smith. It's going to be Shaq Attack and Barkley, and they're going to be ripping, doing what they do. And all of a sudden, 20 minutes in, all right, let's go to SportsCenter and shut them down. And then you're going to hear them start to bitch about it. But you signed up for it.
Is that what's going to happen?
Watch. You think they're going to get free reign to go 45 minutes after any NBA game? They got to cram their sports centers in your face. Here's your sports center. Yeah, where all we do is take, you know, editorial commentary and show a highlight once in a blue moon. Got me riffing. But yeah, NBA starts tonight. I'm liking the Wizards over 25 wins. Not a Baltimore flavor to
Let's
the Wiz.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, hope for the best there. This day in Ravens history. Nolan, we're going back to the good old days of last year. Monday Night Football at Tampa. Lamar Jackson threw 5 touchdown passes. 2 to Mark Andrews. Let's see here. Bateman got one. Henry got one. Justice Hill got one. As the Ravens held off a late Tampa charge and wins 41-31 a year ago tonight down in Florida. We'll come back. We'll bounce around the AFC North. Notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cleveland. We're going to Cincinnati. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Talk to Nolan. Got news from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell. Turn it up Tuesday, Monday. Hopefully we're counting that. And Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Talk about the upcoming World Series. The Toronto Blue Jays, American League champions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
Hell yeah, it's Notes from the North. Ravens off a bye. No Lamar practice yesterday, which we'll talk about and have talked about over the next few days. But other things happen in the division over the weekend. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob, Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. All of our guests brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Let's start off in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, welcome back to the program. And last week, we were wondering why Mike Tomlin was running hot about Cleveland trading Joe Flacco to Cincinnati. I guess Thursday night, we found out why.
He still looks pretty good, guys, doesn't he? I mean, that was like going back to 08 or 2010, 11, 12. I mean, he's such a good player. I know it's not consistent anymore, but yeah, there's a reason Tomlin said that. Flacco's had their number over the years, and listen, you give him two receivers like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, he's going to be really effective.
Ray, what was the matter with the defense? I mean, you're just playing man-to-man cover. You know what's coming, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they tried everything. I mean, they brought in Jalen Ramsey for that game. They thought Jalen Ramsey was going to be able to cover Jamar Chase. That didn't work out. So plan B was, okay, let's play zone a little bit. Flacco carved up the zone too. So, you know, Tomlin said after the game, because I asked him about, like, why didn't you double Chase more? And he said on the one occasion they doubled Chase and T. Higgins, that Iosivis from Princeton beat Darius Slay down the middle for a big game right before halftime, and they ended up kicking a field goal that was a big play in that football game. So, you know, the point is everything they tried in that game didn't work, and they got to come up with a better plan B when the Bengals come to town here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they didn't have much of a pass rush either, you know, and I mean, because if you let Flacco stand back there, he's going to pick anybody apart.
Yeah, and I think I read that he got rid of the ball like in 2.6 seconds on average, so there wasn't a lot of time for guys like Watt and Highsmith and Herbig to get home, but yeah, they barely touched him, and you're right, when you give a guy like that time, you know, anyone who's seen every coverage there is, and I think that's why Flacco is so valuable to teams. And it's why Aaron Rodgers is still playing. Mm-hmm. When you have that knowledge from a 20-year career, you know, it's pretty invaluable at this point. And, you know, we saw it in that game. You know, two 40-something quarterbacks putting up 64, 65 points. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh's got to be extremely happy with Aaron Rodgers up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know if you guys saw that Bengals game, but the thing that impresses me the most is his mobility,
mm-hmm.
being able to escape pressure. I mean, he's not the Aaron Rodgers from 10 years ago, but maybe he's the Aaron Rodgers he was pre-Achilles injury, and that Rodgers was still pretty good enough to win an NFL MVP in 2021. So, you know, we're only 6 weeks in. We'll see what happens here over the final 12 weeks, but for the Steelers, so far, so good.
Ray, last thing for you. Any crisis mode thinking in Pittsburgh? You're still in first place in the division, but Packers at home, Colts at home, and then at the Chargers, who are kind of leaning a little bit to primetime games in that one. Where are we going with Pittsburgh right now? How are we feeling?
Yeah, really tough stretch. I think we're going to find out a lot about this football team over this three-game stretch. For me, the biggest thing is they got to fix their defense. 375 yards on average a game they give up. If they're not creating turnovers, they're a very average to below average defense. So they got to get that back on track. They got to start stopping people and not relying on turnovers as much as they have.
Ray Fittipaldi, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, talking about the Steelers. Thank you, Ray. Let's talk about them Brownies coming off a blowout win against the Dolphins. From BrownZone.com, let's welcome back to the show Scott Petrak. Scott, you look at Cleveland demolition of Miami, and we'll talk about whether or not it was more of a Miami thing than a Cleveland thing, but Quinshon Judkins, 3 touchdowns, and I guess Dillon Gabriel, when you talk about game management, that was it in the Webster's definition this past weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the weather dictated part of that. Miami, obviously, like you mentioned, dictated part of that. Gabriel hasn't thrown a pick yet. He's come close. He probably should have thrown a few, but he hasn't. And as long as you do that and you can run the ball okay, and the Browns defense played lights out, that's got to be the recipe. It just works much easier when it comes against Miami.
Yeah, and the thing about it, too, is Judkins gives him a legit run game, you know, with 3 touchdowns and stuff on Sunday. He looks really good.
Yeah, he does. You know, it was an interesting, and Miami knew they were going to run, and the weather was the weather. So, you know, his average per carry was only 3.4, I think, and if you take away the 46-yarder, the Browns were down to like 1.8. But he has the ability to move the pile and pick up first downs. He did that. They ran him out of the wildcat near the goal line, and he had 2 touchdowns. And then he showed the ability to go long distance with that 46-yarder, and he finds a crease and then explodes and outruns guys. So he really is, you know, you hate to get too carried away after, you know, he's only played 6 games, but I certainly think he's the real deal.
Hey, Scott, it seems like Cleveland, like when I'm looking at, you know, picking scores for the games, if Cleveland's on the road, to me, their defense doesn't travel for the whole 4 quarters like it does at home. Mm. And then it puts more pressure on the quarterback. And I don't know if he is good enough to get wins on the road.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, the defense had that issue even in 2023 when it was number one in the NFL. It didn't play as well on the road, which, you know, it's probably natural for defenses, but it was obvious in the, you know, the splits that year. I don't know if the sample size is big enough this year. You know, there's been turnovers in Detroit, I'm thinking of, but even in Pittsburgh, you know, there was stuff went wrong there. But, you know, they had a chance to win in London against Minnesota, and the defense didn't get the stop at the end that it needed to get. So, you know, I don't think you're wrong about a lot of that. And you're certainly correct. Dylan Gabriel has not shown the ability to go win a game. Maybe he has it in him, but he's not getting a lot of help either. They don't have the receivers, I don't think, to say go win a game. And that makes it really hard no matter who's playing quarterback.
Will Shedeur Sanders get a shot this year?
Yeah, I think the only way he doesn't is if the Browns go on some kind of run where we're talking about playoffs, right? And they have a chance to make the playoffs, then you don't change your quarterbacks. But let's assume they don't and they finish with whatever number of wins and the playoffs are out of the picture, then I certainly think the organization wants to get a look at him. I don't think it's going to be any, you know, in the next couple of weeks, but, you know, could we see in late November, early December, Shedeur Sanders? I would certainly expect that.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com. Scott, last thing for you. Quarterbacks aside, Gabriel and Shedeur, how good's this draft class been so far for the Browns here?
Yeah, it's been really good. And, you know, I think big picture, I wonder, okay, can you have a, let's call it transformative draft class if you don't find your quarterback, you know, your long-term quarterback? I don't know. That's probably a discussion for another day. But outside of those two guys, they're getting a lot of production. They have 14 rookies on the roster, some of them undrafted, obviously. But Carson Schwechter, linebacker, is playing really well. Mason Graham, I thought, had a couple of average weeks and then played, was really active against Miami. We mentioned Judkins. You know, they just have guys across the roster. Harold Fannin Jr., the tight end, is leading the team in catches. So they're getting a lot of production from the young guys, which is what they need as they try to rebuild this roster.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com. Scott, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy your Turn It Up Tuesday, Cleveland at New England coming up this week. And we'll get into all of that as we break down the 2025 Week 8 schedule already in the National Football League. Don't forget, we got the Feeble Five coming up later on in the program as well. Thursday Night Football, Minnesota's at the Chargers. Two teams right now kind of on the ropes.
Yes.
Had high expectations coming into the season. But joining us now, we talk about the Bengals. Notes from the North. And he's with the AP. Joe Flacco. Yes, he's elite. At least he was last Thursday. He's Joe Reedy. Joe, thanks for the time. And old Jolton Joe Flacco, bringing back some memory. That tight spiral is still good. He throws it to the other team more than he used to. But how impressive was it watching Joe Flacco get the receivers involved and winning against the Steelers this past week?
It was good to see him get on a quick rapport. I mean, he kind of said, if you can't get on a quick rapport with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, you know, what are you doing in this league? I think the thing that impressed me the most, which they really didn't do in Joe Burrow's first couple games and they really didn't do under Jake Browning, is the offensive line, for the most part, played well. I think Flacco realized he had to do a lot of quick passes to make that well. But also the running game was very productive with Pirine and Chase Brown. So if they can continue to get that consistency on offense, if Flacco getting it to Higgins and Chase doesn't concern me at all. It's kind of the rest of the offense. Can it go to the level of those three guys?
Yeah, the biggest thing with Joe, and I think what hurt him at Cleveland, you know, once when you pressure him, then he starts to rattle and starts to throw interceptions. And as long as, like, I was shocked at the O-line that they gave him that much time to throw.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you compare the Browns' offensive line and the Bengals' offensive line, I would actually give it to the Browns' offensive line, even though they've had, like, the combination of five different lines in 6 weeks. I mean, the Bengals just weren't pass protecting. They weren't run blocking. I mean, the reason why Joe Burrow got hurt was, you know, pass protection. So the fact that, you know, they played pretty well, but I think also Zach Taylor realizing that Joe does have the quick passing game and everything, and that one ball that he threw to T. Higgins on the quick slant to put him up 14-10 was kind of a microcosm of the game, and it was good to see. I mean, this week is actually Joe Flacco having 10 days to relax and get more up to speed with living in Cincinnati and more of the game plan and everything. This was a guy who came in, you know, 2 weeks ago on Tuesday and had to play two games in 9 days.
Now, Joe, what about the defense? And is Shamar Stewart showing anything? Is Hendrickson going to be healthy this week?
Hendrickson still day to day. Shamar Stewart showing some flashes of stuff, but it's the back seven right now that I think is really a concern. Logan Wilson, who had played well the past 3-4 years, has gotten benched for a rookie. Cam Taylor Britt, a healthy scratch this past week against Pittsburgh, and the defense is putting the team in a big hole early. The Pittsburgh game was the fifth time in seven games an opposing team has scored a touchdown on the opening drive. So it's hard to imagine the Bengals offense being worse than it was last year, especially without Golden coming in and being the defensive coordinator, but it truly is.
All right, Joe, last thing. You got the Jets and Bears at home next 2 weeks before the bye. Will the Bengals be above 500 when they hit their bye week?
Probably 4-5. I think right now they should beat the Jets, especially with the quarterback upheaval. But that Chicago game's going to be tough. It looks like Caleb and the new coach there,
Ben Johnson,
they've got a nice rapport going, and that's a pretty stout offense. So 4-5 right now, I think, is pretty realistic.
Joe Reedy, the Associated Press. Thanks, Joe. Talking about the Bengals coming off that big win against the Steelers last Thursday. We'll come back, reset the program for you. News from the Nest, top of the hour. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. No Lamar practice yesterday. They're still 6.5-point favorites against the Bears. No Lamar, no chance against Chicago. You want to get in and devise a plan in which Baltimore could get the win. And then Mike Exceso joining us 12:30. Talk about the World Series. Toronto and the Dodgers starts on Friday. I'm going to go with the team that wears blue and white. Still has Maryland in his bowl cycle, at least for now. And we'll start teasing that college basketball stuff because, you know, Purdue guy, Jerry Palm, mm-hmm. Purdue's number one, Braden Smith, you know, first team All-American and all that good stuff. Where do the Turtles fit into his mix there? Joe and Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, man. What's happening is you guys. I'm listening, laughing, and loving it, man. I only called in when y'all was talking about that fire up the team. I was like, who the hell is going to fire up the team? Nobody on. I don't see the coach doing it because to me, he's like a rabbi coming in to give you a sermon or something. Because I'm like, what fires up a defense? It's the person who plays and sets the standard. I mean, the Ravens defense don't even have a standard no more, man. I mean, we can say they have a standard, but who sets the standard by their play? That's what I meant to say. You know, who hits that runner in the hole, sets him flat? You know, who comes up and does defense to me is the, what's the word I want to use? Come on, Vinny, help me out, man, because we had those type of players.
We got some tone setters.
Some dogs.
There you go.
Some dogs.
Right, right. But somebody on another earlier radio station, I don't want to say which one, said Roquan sets the standard. And to me, Roquan was nobody that I really even thought about, even when he was with the Bears. Because I can look around all around the NFL and say to myself, oh, man, I wish my team had that guy. It wasn't him. It was never him. And when they got him, I said to myself, what made them want to go get him? He's not a tone setter, you know, but they went and got him. And we all see what he is. We can say they got better at this or better at that. But he's not like how Parsons left Dallas and went to Green Bay, what he's doing. I mean, think about when the first Watt left Houston, when he went wherever he went. I can't remember.
It was Arizona.
Those are the tones. Right, but tone setter guys, you know what I'm just saying, man. And y'all talking about what the team going to do when Lamar comes back, we still got the same offensive line. And then I think about how it seems like we're always drafting projects. You know, seems like we draft somebody and then we get somebody else. They hurt. You're on the practice squad for 1 and 2 years. That's the administration, man. That's Arthur Koch and them. So I just look at the team being flawed all around. I'm not saying it ain't fixable, but it may not be fixable this year. So I'm going to sit back and just listen to hear what everybody else got to say, because I'm already saying we lose to the Bears. Man, somebody got to go. And one more thing.
Yes.
You ever tried to light a match and the match and the striker was both wet? Hey, Bob, I remember the stick matches you could take and light it with your fingernail. That's the type of players and attitude we need these days, man. Take it easy, y'all.
It's back in my God's lettuce days, right? I try to do that thing. Look all cool. Just flick it like that. Roquan not a tone setter, though?
I think the tone setters for the defense, it's Roquan, and it's got to be Roquan and Kyle Hamilton. And then this past week, it was Marlon. You know, I mean, to me, those three are the tone setters. And they've got to be jacked up, playing good, passionate, and they've got to get everybody else playing the same way. The intensity that they play with, everybody else has got to match that. That's what they need.
But maybe to Joe's point, outside of the Cleveland game, where Roquan had, what, like 15 tackles?
Yeah.
He didn't play all that great either. Then he got hurt against Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah. What's he played, 3 or 4 games?
Kansas City was the 4th game, yes.
Yeah, so he's missed the same as Lamar. Yeah, I mean, they just... Well, I guess when the whole defense sucks, they all kind of sucked. You know, I mean, they've been ranked in the 30s basically the whole year.
The only thing setting the tone is the other team's offense. Yeah, and we'll get to stats later in the week. We'll come back, however, take more of your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Hear from the Ravens themselves. It's news from the nest that's upon us. Buy or sell. Let's count some dough. Hopefully, that Mike Axisa, CBSSports.com. Preview the World Series with him. And what's he hearing about the Orioles managerial search? Now Albert Pujols might be going to San Diego when it's all said and done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.